You are listening to the Double A Club, and this is your host, NY Boom, and my co-host, Big Daz. We'll be talking about trending topics and healthcare. And basically, just as a disclaimer, just to let the listeners know that this is just basically on our opinions and speculations. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. Let's start off and kick off with our first topic.
Well, this next one is basically is proving the point of what you said, and this was written by this was written by Katie Campion, and this is about a host for the show called Extra. The host's name is Billy Bush.
Okay. Well, this dude be on that show. What's his name? Saved by the Bell? What is it, Slater?
Not Billy. That's not Billy Bush.
No, but he'd be on the show. He'd be on that show.
Maybe he does. Well, there's this other host, I guess, Billy Bush. And he was caught on camera making a sex joke about Kendall Jenner.
Uh-oh.
But this was behind the scenes because they were doing practice runs. So I guess they were practicing on what jokes to say, and he's getting backlash on a joke that he said, but did not get aired, did not get used at all.
So why? Wait, and it was a written joke, or it was just some freestyle?
No, I think they were all like written. They were just going by. I guess they were going.
So how is that his fault? If he's just reading what the fuck the writer's saying, that's not his fault.
No, it's not his fault. You're right. I don't think, unless he's the writer.
Unless he's the writer, that's true. He could be the writer.
And I don't know about that. I don't know if he's the writer or not. But it was a joke. But who cares? I mean, the joke was off behind the scenes. It wasn't even used in the show. They were just going through multiple jokes.
They clearly said this one will not hit.
And they're fucking chewing him out because of that.
That's fucking retarded. People are stupid.
But it was a good joke.
It was?
Yes, you want to hear a joke.
I want to hear the fucking joke now. Now I want to hear the joke.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you where the joke came from, okay?
Okay.
Kendall Jenner, this was a Halloween, during Halloween, and Kendall Jenner was in a Halloween costume. She was dressed as Jessie Cowgirl from Toy Story.
Ooh, hello.
Yes. You know how those Kardashians are. They gotta sex up everything they wear, no matter what. I mean, like, literally, one of them could wear the fucking Marshmallow Man from fucking Ghostbusters and sex it up.
Skin tight.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's really skin tight.
So they just look for attention, right? So the joke was, this is the joke that he said. He says, if she goes as Jesse, believe me, there will be a lot of Woodies.
That's a good joke.
It is a good joke. It didn't get used, but it's a good joke. That is funny.
That's not even offensive.
I don't think so, especially who the joke was about. I mean, come on, like, they literally wear nothing. Like, what the fuck? That's like saying...
Yeah, come on.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
You're acting like he's not talking about reality. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, for real. Like, seriously, like, some people just need to mind their fucking business about shit like this.
Shut the fuck up. That wasn't even offensive. Like, I would have thought it would have been offensive, at least be offensive if you're gonna fucking think.
It wasn't offensive. Not at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't offensive at all. It was a fucking compliment. Go fuck off.
But then look at the Chris Rock joke against fucking Jada Pinkett. Wasn't offensive at all, and it wasn't even that good of a joke either.
And he got
that, it was slapped, that it was not. No, hold on. Supposedly that joke was offensive.
Why? Because of alopecia?
Supposedly it was because of her haircut and all that. There was a reason why she had the haircut.
Because she suffers from alopecia.
Yeah. I don't know.
Still, it wasn't. I mean,
that's pretty offensive because you're hitting that target. I mean,
You know, I don't think it's that offensive because it'd be all right if she had cancer. If she had cancer and she was bald from chemotherapy, and he said that joke, that would be offensive. You know what I'm saying? But she has alopecia, which affects her hair, and she decided to shave it off. He wasn't. I don't think he was that. I don't think it was offensive to the point to get slapped.
You're right. I didn't say that. But I think what you just said was exactly my point.
I think anything towards Jada would have been offensive. How about that?
But I think he already. I also think that he knew that it was offensive. I don't know if he did. Well, they used to be cool before that slap. from something that I understood that even when the whole thing started, like. When the whole thing happened, a lot of people already said it. It was already said that he knew that she was very sensitive on that topic.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, I mean, I guess maybe he was trying to open it up and make her feel comfortable. I'm not sure. I don't know. But from what I understand, it was an offensive comment. I don't know if he meant it offensively. I'm not saying that. I mean, the man is a comic. He's a comic. That's what the fuck he does. Whether if it was purpose or not, that's his goddamn job. Like, yes, you're absolutely right. That did not deserve a slap at all. But was it offensive? Maybe. It probably was. I'm not going to deny that part. But, you know, he's a comic. That's what he does. He offends people. And it's fucking funny. And you should have left them at that one not being funny because nobody would have fucking ever paid attention to it because it was that bad. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
And you just made it famous.
Yes. Yeah.
Now you just made it. Definitely. You just made it famous. Yes. That's what happened. That's what I think happened. That's my opinion on it. And now it's one of the most famous slaps out there. Like, that shit fucking finally took Ike Turner and Tina Turner slap off. You know? Don't make me Will Smith you.
Definitely.
Don't make me Rock.
No one's ever going to say,
make me Chris Rock.
Don't make me Ike. Don't make me Ike. Don't make me Ike you.
I took not the same as I took my Will Smith classes.
Sing it right. What's her name? What was Tina Turner's name? Whatever. I forgot what the movie scene was. Sing it right, Maybelline. Sing it right. Yeah, so. All right.
Thank you for listening to the AA Club. Listen to us next episode to continue this topic. If you want to reach us on the email, it's AAClubPodcast@gmail.com. Catch you on the next one. Thank you for listening to the AA Club. Listen to us next episode to continue this topic. If you want to reach us on the email, it's AAClubPodcast@gmail.com. Catch you on the next one.